Hold on tight. This is the Generic Live Show.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Dale Campbell here with you. Thanks for joining us and thanks for making us a part of your weekly routine. Now, we may have the most heartwarming story of the century. I'm not even joking here. This might bring, get the tissues ready, because this might bring some tears. When Roseanne Sodia was laid up with an amputated leg in the wake of the Boston Marathon bombing, love would have been the last thing on her mind. But her mother, even the matchmaker, saw a perfect opportunity as handsome firefighter Mike Matriar hovered nearby. She was like, oh, did you see that firefighter? He's so cute. And I was like, Mom, I just got blown up. And wow. Wow. Wowzers. Okay. I didn't mean to take it in that direction. On the day of the bombing in April 2013, Sodia, 48, a long-distance runner, was a spectator near the marathon finish line when the pressure cooker bombs went off. Mattia, 37, rushed to her aid and comforted her during the ride to Massachusetts General Hospital in a police vehicle. I asked him if I was going to die, and he told me I was going to be okay, that I only had a fresh wound, unquote, she recalled. Mattia visited a couple of days later and made a great impression on her mother while Sodia was recovering in intensive care. The lovebirds went on their first date in June of 2013. A month later, they spent the 4th of July in Nantucket. Last month, he proposed on a lookout deck at the island's whaling museum with the help of their poosh. Sal. Their poosh? Okay. In March, they plan to release a book called Perfect Strangers, about four lives that intersected during the bombing. Oh, wow. I don't know why, but this just kind of, I don't know, I get all tingly inside. It's just, I mean, it's, I would have, you know, they could have met under different circumstances. I mean, a bombing is probably not the best place to meet someone, but it's just, someone comes to their rescue and they're like, oh, hey, let's go out on a few dates. Why not? I think that's just impressive. Why? I'm not even gonna read what is happening up there, but I think it's just, oh, it's just, and the mum was involved too. Mum was pursuing it hard. Did you get that? I didn't know why that was the case, but that was just, they went out on a couple of dates and now they're getting married, and he went to the aid of her, and that's one moment. And the book coming out called Perfect Strangers, that'd be amazing. The wedding would be amazing for all things too. So there you go. Oh, there's the feel good story of the century. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, moving from one feel good story to another. For some people, maybe not, depending on your perspective, you might be that inclined, you might not be inclined that way. It just depends. Hey, we all have different views of things. But Pauline Hanson would like to one day run Australia. Oh, please. She lays out her blueprint to the country and what she would do differently than what is being done now. Can we talk about Can we not talk about that? Can we just, like, repeat this clip over and over and over again about the Boston Marathon bombing survivor to marry a firefighter who saved her? Can we just talk about that more, please? No? I'm getting word in my ear that we have to go to ad break. Damn. How much longer can I pad this out? I can't pad this out any longer. Okay, thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Dale Campbell here with you. Thanks for joining us. It's 11:30.